Welcome to First Focus, a new weekly podcast here at First Pres Columbia, where we take a look at various events and ministries around the church. This week, David Henderson joins us to discuss the upcoming college missions trip, the golf tournament to support it, and how you can get involved in college ministry. David is our college director. If you have any questions about our outreach to college students or any ministry here at the church, don't hesitate to contact us. You can find all our contact information on our website, which is firstprescolumbia.org. Again, that's firstprescolumbia.org or on our app. Now, let's get to our conversation.
I'm here with David Henderson, our college director. David, thanks for being here with us.
Absolutely. Glad to join.
So you have a college missions golf trip coming up. Could you start by talking to us about what the missions trip is that you guys are raising funds for?
Absolutely. Well, last year we began to pray, well, maybe 2 years ago, we began to pray about taking students to the nations, taking the Great Commission seriously to go and make disciples, not only where we are, but around the world where God might use students who are full of energy, full of passion to help build the church across the world and also to reach the lost. And Wells Surface as a place where we have an ARP missionary. And there's a couple churches in need, Barry Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Bethel Evangelical Presbyterian Church, and then a couple more surfaced throughout our process, Bethel Baptist and a church called Emmanuel. And as we prayed, God opened up the door through Drew and Lauren Goodman and Dr. Mark Johnston. So last year we went for the first time, took a team of 15 or so. This year we have 14 going, consisting of predominantly students, some staff, some volunteers, and an elder.
Wow.
To do just that, to build the church, encourage these churches in really a hard part of the world where churches are very small.
Wow. And what did you guys do last summer when you were over there?
So last summer, we'll do it again this summer, we did a holiday Bible club in the mornings, which is basically our VBS type thing, in the mornings at Barry Evangelical Presbyterian Church. For 15 or 20 students, children. The church is not very big. There's maybe 25 or 30 members. And so reaching the children in the neighborhood is really important for them, both in building their church and in outreach. And our students ran it all. They did a fantastic job. It was really fun to kind of – it's kind of like, you know, shaking up a Coke bottle and just letting it open up and it just goes wild. Students just have so much energy and passion that we really let them run the whole thing.
Wow.
And they did an amazing job. And then in afternoons we did a soccer and dance camp for Bethel Baptist, Bethel Pres, and Barry as well to reach neighborhood kids, and probably had 100 or so kids come to that opportunity. Each day the gospel was shared with the children. Just an amazing time for our students, for their churches, and really for outreach for the gospel.
Wow. And so if people are interested in supporting this effort, how could they do that?
There's a couple ways. One would be our students are sending out letters. Certainly people could contact or get in touch with some of our students or respond to some letters they might get to support personally. But we're trying something new this year, and that's to put on a golf fundraiser. We have a student here named Ben Dietrich who is on the golf team at USC. He's interning with us this spring through the hospitality department at USC, and he is putting on a golf tournament on March 5th at Cobblestone Park Golf Club. And the goal really is twofold. One is to encourage people to sponsor teams. They could sponsor a hole for $1,500, sponsor a range, put a sponsorship on the range for $1,000, or sponsor a team for $500. They can play in it. They can send folks to play in it. They could just sponsor the trip if they want to. But the biggest, I think, benefit from this is we would love as many people as possible to show up at that lunchtime at 11 o'clock that day and just hear from these students. We're going to give a little presentation of who these students are, what they're doing, what God's doing in Wells, how he's using this college ministry to help bless the church there and grow the church there through reaching the neighborhoods with the gospel. And I think just being with students and seeing how wonderful they are and letting them get in front of them is going to be really amazing. So that, honestly, that's probably our biggest goal with the tournament. And the fundraising is a part of that, but it's kind of secondary. But if they're interested in that, they can go to firstprescolumbia.org and search the college ministry. There's a page on there for the golf tournament, or they can come grab me or there's brochures all over the church they could grab and fill out.
That's great. So if someone's hearing this and they think, you know, I would really like to help the college ministry beyond just this missions trip, beyond just the college, the golf tournament, how might they get plugged in and what would you be looking for people to do?
That's a great question. I think of volunteerism in our ministry in three P's. One is people. If they want to work specifically with people, the Foundry is a great outlet, and they could meet with me and talk about that. They could meet with you and talk about it, or Gabe and talk about that. And that's a great opportunity. We have 17 guys in the Foundry this semester, and they're all being mentored by wonderful men. And then we also are kind of running a little bit of a simulation to that on the women's side of our ministry, where Hannah has some volunteers working with students, and I think she has 11 students involved in that. So there's the people side. There's the parties. We do a lot of parties. We want to have non-believers in our homes, and I can't host all of those.
Right.
So being in people's homes is wonderful. We do a big Christmas party. We kind of try to do a party almost every month so we can get encourage our believers, build community, but also have non-believers in our midst and be a really warm, hospitable group. So volunteering one's home and resources is wonderful. And then the last P is food.
Food.
we always need food.
Right.
We have a breakfast every Sunday morning. Our vision really is to say to a student, hey, look, 9:30 is early for you.
Yeah.
It may not be early for me, but it's early for a student. Just roll out of bed, come eat breakfast. It's already ready for you. And then at 10, we have our college hour. So we always need volunteers to make food. College lunch once a month. They can talk to Robbie Reading about the breakfasts. They can talk to Nancy Winley about the college lunch. And those are great places to really serve a student's physical needs and minister to their heart warmly with the gospel in that way.
That's great. Any last words for any of our people who are listening to this? They may see college students in and around the campus. Anything that you would tell them?
First, I would just say pray for the university and pray for the students around us. There are so many incredible students who love Jesus who are trying to live out the gospel on their campus, and they need encouragement. They need prayer. Pray for those who don't know Jesus. Of course, when we think of the university, we often think of those. Pray for them to come to know the Lord through these other students, through our different outlets, through our evangelistic opportunities, our apologetic forums. And then just treat them like a visitor who shows up at church. Welcome them. Help them figure out what hymnal we're using.
Right.
Help them figure out what they're saying in the church order of worship. If they don't know where to find the Apostles' Creed, grab one and hand it to them.
Right.
But most of all, just be warm and loving and hospitable and welcoming to them.
Right.
And they really respond to that. What students tell me over and over and over what they love about our church is the preaching and the people.
Wow.
And it's the hospitality of those people that make a big difference. Mm. And so continue being warm and hospitable. Do what you're already doing and excel still more.
Mm. Thank you so much for joining us, David.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to First Focus. For David Henderson and all our staff here at First Pres, I'm Josh Squires. Thanks for joining us. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, don't hesitate to contact us. We hope you'll join us next week. And until then, God bless.